Special Olympians. For millions of people around the world, the Olympic Games are an exciting and greatly anticipated event. Whether it is winter or summer, the world unites every 2 years in admiration of the world's greatest athletes. We remember the names of many of them, even those whose achievements occurred over half a century ago. Jesse Owens, who won 4 gold medals for the United States at the Berlin Olympics in 1936. The flying Dutch woman, Fanny Blankers-Cohen, who, as a 30-year-old mother of two, won 4 gold medals at the London Olympics in 1948. And Richard Fosbury, who revolutionized the high jump by jumping over the bar backward at the 1968 Olympic Games. His Fosbury flop soon became the conventional method of clearing the bar. Tessa Virtue, Scott Moyer, Patrick Chan, Christine Sinclair, and Clara Hughes are just a few of Canada's famed medal winners in recent years. But here are the names of some Olympians you may not have heard of. 3-time medal winner Tahir Ahmed from Pakistan. 3-time medal winner Leticia Ferguson from the Bahamas. 3-time medal winner Amita Shrestha from Nepal. These athletes all participated in the Special Olympics. The Special Olympics is an international organization that helps people with intellectual disabilities become physically fit and compete at the elite level in an international forum. It was founded in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, a sister of former American President John F. Kennedy. The first event was held in Chicago, Illinois that same year. In addition to the Special Olympics, World Summer and Winter Games, which alternate every 2 years, the Special Olympics provides athletic training for more than 5 million athletes in over 170 countries. Athletes must be at least 8 years old to participate and be identified by an agency or a professional as having intellectual disabilities, cognitive delays, or significant learning or vocational problems due to cognitive delays. Children and adults who participate in the Special Olympics develop improved physical fitness and motor skills, greater self-confidence, and a more positive self-image. They grow mentally, socially, and spiritually. They also enjoy the rewards of friendship and ultimately discover not only new abilities and talents, but also their voices. The Special Olympic Games are usually held after the Olympic Games. Next time you finish cheering for the great Olympic athletes of the Summer or Winter Games, remember to find the channel that broadcasts the Special Olympic World Games and keep on cheering.